This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Annie's 25 years old now?
24. Stop aging.
Oh, sorry. 24. 24 years old. A self-professed right millennial, like right in the wheelhouse of being a millennial.
Sure.
And Annie came across a story about millennials and how almost a third of them say they are too broke to date.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to date. And it just infuriates me because you can't afford to date. You just have to be creative when you're broke. That's all.
Ugh.
And you don't have to put such high expectations when you're first going out with somebody.
She doesn't have high expectations. Like this whole thing that, like, she wants something fancy. She never said that. You know, just going out for drinks is expensive.
You laughed at me when I said, go to the Common. You ridiculed me for saying,
oh,
go
God,
to the Common.
Stop.
Didn't you?
I did, because that is hysterical. That is just the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why is that hysterical?
That's like a second, third date thing.
Yes.
That's
what
not
are you
a first
talking
date.
About?
If I was seriously dating someone, of course, I would love to do all of those things. But on a first date, if I'm getting to know someone...
Let's go grab a cup of coffee, walk through the park. Conversation
just,
is...
That's just not what you do.
You
just,
that's
it
just,
is, who
get
doesn't?
It? You just don't get it.
I don't
it.
Get what?
Any of this. Like, you haven't dated in 100 years.
Dating hasn't changed.
Yes, it has.
Are you kidding me?
Stop.
Oh,
stop.
My God, Carson. Oh,
stop.
My God.
You know, I can't argue
as the
with
old
you.
Lady in the room who's still dating, yes, it has.
It has not. Listen, I was on an AOL chat room in the 90s when I was dating.
It's the same thing as the apps.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I used to do.
But it is different.
Why?
It is completely different.
You're not allowing yourself to meet some people because you're putting these lofty expectations.
What lofty expectations?
Then why won't you go to a park with somebody that's free?
Because there's no way that on Tinder they'd be like, would you meet me at the park? It just doesn't happen that way, Carson.
Yeah, George, I'll meet you at the park so you can kill me.
Oh, my God.
Tiffany is from Ashland. Good morning, Tiffany. What do you want to say to Annie?
I, in my opinion, I think this all has to do with the expectation. I think that millennials have these high expectations because of social media. They think that everything has to be grand and perfect, and it doesn't have to be. If you're interested in a person, you should be able to just go walk around the city for the night or... hang out and have like one drink and talk, and you don't have to have this big extravagant dinner.
But I don't think Annie said she wanted a big extravagant dinner. I feel like people come in so hot at millennials, you know, older people, and all she was saying is that it's hard to afford dinner. She wasn't saying she's going to Capital Grill or anything.
Girl, that is Tiffany. That is not me. I do not like fancy things. That is not what I'm expecting. But even going and meeting someone for a beer, and then just all of the extra costs, like, yeah, taking the tea and then Ubering and all of these things just add up so fast when I don't really have the disposable income to do that kind of thing.
So I met my husband. I technically fall under the category of a millennial with my age. I met my husband when I was in grad school. I had no money. I was living on my own. I wasn't working. And we made it work. He was also in grad school and wasn't working. And we had a great first date. And now we're married. And I think you can make it work if... You know, I lived in Worcester. He lived in Boston, and I traveled to Worcester and met him traveled to Boston, met him there. Like, we made it work. I think that if you were really interested in a person, you could do it on a cheap budget.
Yeah, but you got to find that person first.
Yeah, I'm not
and
interested
that includes
in anybody,
a lot of.
So maybe that's my problem.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Tiffany. All right. Bye. Sarah's from Newton. What did you want to say, Sarah?
They're setting too high expectations. There's a ton of things to do here in the area. Go to Castle Island. Grab an ice cream cone. Go to the beach. I agree, going down to Boston Common. And you don't have to be like fireworks and spend a bunch of money to have a great time.
Guys, for the record, I do not like fancy things. I'm not saying I need you to take me out on these dinners and we have to do this over-the-top thing. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying millennials have a problem dating just bare minimum. Bare minimum. It's hard for them to do it. They don't have the disposable income.
You don't have to have a ton of money. I was in the Air Force, just like Carson was in the military. You don't make a lot of money. And you don't have to spend a ton of money. You don't.
Tracy's from Worcester. Good morning, Tracy.
So I'm listening to your conversation about expensive dating. And my husband and I had our first date at Boston Common doing the swan boats. And I think it probably cost us $10. Granted, that was 21 years ago and 16 years of marriage, but there's definitely plenty of things that you can do for free and not have to spend your whole entire bank account to go out and impress someone.
I just think on a first date or like when you're first getting to know someone, of course, like if when I was in a relationship, we did those kinds of things mm-hmm. and it was way more comfortable because I didn't care. But if I'm going to meet someone for the first time, like maybe I'd want to take him to a spot or whatever. And it's hard for me to afford all of those things. Like if I'm going on a date once a week, that adds up so fast.
Think you're going on a date once a week.
I mean, let's be honest, it's like once every 2 years, maybe.
I can't remember the last time you or I had a date, quite frankly.
I get it. I realize that the times have certainly changed and that costs are definitely way up there. But I mean, I moved out at 22 and have been on my own ever since and haven't asked for a dime from anybody. But I'm just saying, you know, there's ways to get creative and do certain things. I mean, you can kind of go, you don't have to go to like, you know, a super duper expensive place for dinner. There's, I'm sure, like local cafes you can go to and just hang out and chat and kind of go from there. But granted, I've been removed from the date for a while. But I'm just saying, from a budget standpoint, it can definitely be done.
All right. Thanks, Tracy. We appreciate you calling in. Have a good day.
There's McDonald's. I believe it's French.
Somebody text in, Kennedy. You can walk to the Wendy's. I'm just saying, dollar
four
menu.
For four, baby.
Boom.
Guys, you know that if someone took, I guess I shouldn't say that for everybody, but I feel like there's, if someone said on a first date, let's meet at the McDonald's, you would be like,
And then Annie would come here and talk about it, and you guys would berate him mercilessly.
Exactly.
So what's a good first date for you if you're shooting down all these ideas? What are you thinking?
Well, I guess for me, with my experience dating in the last year or so, it's always been like, let's go meet at this place. We'll get a beer, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you split the... You pay for your beer, he pays for his beer?
Exactly.
What's that cost you?
That
six
adds,
bucks?
$6? Where do you drink?
If I drink maybe half of a beer.
You pay more than $6 for a beer?
No, but I'm not going to have one.
Yeah, usually if you're talking for a couple hours, you're having more than a beer.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Poor millennials. I'm sorry, Annie. Can't afford to date and find love.
You're going to die alone because you were born in 1994.
Oh, my life is so hard.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.